With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. In the coming days, Montanans will elect a new majority to the Public Service Commission. Those three new commissioners will regulate utility companies that provide homes with electricity, gas, and trash services. And this year's PSC elections are unique. This is the only time the current district map will be used, since a judge found it to be unfairly drawn earlier this year. I sat down with reporter Ellis Julin to discuss. So, Ellis, you cover the Public Service Commission quite a bit here at MTPR. For listeners who may not know, can you explain what the group does?
Yeah, that's a great question, Eleanor. If listeners want to know more about these specific candidates, they can check out our election guide on mtpr.org, where we've got questionnaires filled out by most of the candidates in this race. But the short answer to what you're asking is that the PSC is powerful. It's responsible for keeping monopoly utility companies in check. So basically, unless you live off the grid or in an area with a small rural co-op, the PSC regulates some or many of the utilities you rely on. And their decisions directly affect people's pocketbooks. When monopoly utilities want to charge customers more, the PSC staff analyzes those requests and commissioners ultimately vote on whether or not to approve it.
Okay, so most Montanans are impacted one way or another by the work the PSC does. Let's talk about what makes this race unique. The state is divided into five districts, and each district elects a representative to the Public Service Commission. That map of five districts was redrawn last legislative session. Ellis, I know you've been covering some litigation surrounding those new districts. Can you explain what's going on?
Yeah. So last session, like you said, a new PSC district map was passed. It's the responsibility of the legislature to redraw those districts. Most Republicans voted for the new map, while all Democrats voted against it. And not long after it was signed into law, an environmental advocacy group, along with individual voters and a former Secretary of State, challenged those new districts. They said that the districts were drawn unfairly and that they were drawn in a way that favors Republicans by splitting major cities between different districts. And the judge agreed with them for the most part. But redistricting is not a quick or easy process. And since there wasn't really time to redraw the maps before this election, those gerrymandered maps are still in place. But they'll change before the next PSC elections in 2026.
So voters are picking candidates to represent them in districts a judge found to be unconstitutional?
Yes.
Let's get back to how the Public Service Commission impacts Montanans' day-to-day lives. What are some of the recent decisions they've made?
So the commission has received public criticism in recent years for allowing rate increases. Last year, they approved of a 28% increase for Northwestern Energy customers and a 9% rate increase for Montana Dakota Utilities customers. Both of those were in 2023, and now the commission faces similar scrutiny. This year, they're reviewing proposals from both of those same companies to potentially raise rates again. So it's worth mentioning that rate cases take a long time to play out. Even though the companies have submitted their requests, the Public Service Commission is going to be deliberating, hearing testimony, and analyzing data from the companies well into the new year and into next spring. With a majority of the seats on the commission up for elections, these new commissioners are going to play a really important role in making those decisions.
So we have these proposed utility rate increases. What else will the new elected officials have on their plates?
The PSC, like a lot of other state agencies right now, is navigating conversations around climate change. Earlier this year, a coalition of businesses, nonprofits, and individuals petitioned the commission for a rulemaking change regarding how it considers climate change. And that's kind of bureaucratic speak for requiring the PSC to look at how a utility's decisions affect the climate. That could include a lot of things. For example, where a utility's power comes from. If the PSC was to make this change, that means that it would look at how utilities' energy generation could increase planet-warming emissions if it's from the burning of fossil fuels, or be more environmentally friendly, like deriving energy from wind or solar. Those petitioners argue that the PSC is partially responsible for upholding Montana's constitutional right to a clean and healthy environment. And part of doing that is by considering climate impacts. Others have argued that only the legislature has the authority to make those kinds of changes, and it's unclear if or when the PSC is going to make some sort of a decision on that petition.
Well, I'm sure you'll keep following that and the other things the commission is reviewing following the election. Thank you so much for being here today.
Of course. Thanks, Eleanor.
To learn more about the candidates for the PSC and other statewide races, visit our election guide on mtpr.org. This is MTPR.